Proverbs chapter 12. I'm going to have you look at a couple passages this morning. Proverbs chapter 12, please. And verse 25. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 25, please. My topic this morning is the use of encouragement. The use of encouragement. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 25. The Bible says, "Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad." Now, if you would, look over at chapter 16 in Proverbs, and I want us to read verse 24. "Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones." Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. And then one more passage, and we won't probably turn any more today, but I want you to look at Hebrews, the book of Hebrews in chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 24. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 24. The Bible says, "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." And again, my topic today is the use of encouragement, the use of encouragement. Lord, bless your word today. Thank you for it. I pray that the Holy Spirit would help us and that the name of Jesus Christ would be lifted up. If somebody doesn't know you today as Savior, I pray that the Holy Spirit would draw them at this time, and God, they would trust you today to be their Savior. Bless every person that's here. Bless those who are unable to attend. And God, just touch them today. And Lord, as this goes out over the internet, bless any listener that might listen to it today. We ask these things in Jesus' name. And amen. Life can be very, and we found this out recently, life can be very difficult. Life can be very difficult. A lot of people are saying, and I probably would have to agree, this has been one of the most difficult years in my life, and many other people have had a lot worse than I have. Life is difficult, and that's one of the reasons today that we have an increasing suicide rate in this nation. Since 1999, there's been a 30% increase in suicides in this country. You think about that. Since 1999, there's been a 30% increase in suicides. And just about everybody you see today is struggling somehow. They're having some kind of problem, some kind of difficulty. Even, and I hate to tell you this, and some of you already know this, but people don't like to admit it, but even Christians have depression. Even Christians suffer with depression. And even Christians have discouragement and heartache, do they not? So you may be surprised that some of God's choicest servants have struggled with depression. You may be surprised that some of, even in the Bible, some of God's choicest men have went so far as to wish to die. Moses wished to die. Elijah wished to die. Job wished to die. Jonah wished to die. They all desired to die. And even Paul, the Apostle Paul, said, "For I am in a strait betwixt two, having the desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you." God heard these people's request, but instead of bringing them home, He gave them strength, didn't He? He gave them strength to keep going. And I'm here to tell you today that Christians need encouragement. Christians need encouragement. I don't want to be a pastor that beats people down every Sunday. I read about a church one time that had two pastors, and they both had different personalities. And they said, so-and-so beats them down in the morning, and so-and-so beats them up at night. Well, we do sometimes need to be reproved and rebuked and corrected. But it's not all negative, is it? Sometimes we need encouragement. And today I want to use what the Bible calls exhortation. I want to exhort you. I want to encourage you. And not only do Christians need encouragement, the lost world needs encouragement. The older I get in the Lord, the more I desire to be a help or an encouragement to people. The more I desire to be an encouragement to people. God's Word tells us that a good word makes the heart glad. A good word, it doesn't cost you anything to be pleasant. It doesn't cost you anything to be nice to the cashier or the waitress or the lady that's ringing you up at a retail store. It doesn't cost you anything to be pleasant, does it? It doesn't cost you anything to be pleasant to your neighbor. You know, we're living in a different day, folks, and it's obvious when you wave at people. Have you noticed, used to be when people were driving past your house or in your neighborhood, you waved at them, they waved back, now they just look at you. Have you noticed that? You know what I do? I wave even harder. I go, kind of lean into them a little bit. Make them have to dodge me if they're in their car. It doesn't hurt anything to be friendly, does it? A good word makes the heart glad. Pleasant words, the Bible says, are sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Now, in our passage that we looked at last there in verse 24, it says, "And let us consider one another, to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." And I want to highlight several words or phrases in this passage. Number one is consideration. Consideration. We need to be considerate of each other, don't we? We need to have love for our brothers and sisters in Christ. We were down there working yesterday. And I had to leave, and I heard one of the fellows say, "I've really enjoyed this. Just working. Being together with other people." That's great. That thrilled my soul to hear somebody say that. I think we ought to enjoy each other's company. I think we Christians ought to enjoy being around each other and encouraging one another. We ought to have love for our brothers and sisters in Christ. We need consideration. The Bible says if a man say, "I love God," and hateth his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? Don't tell me you're a Christian if you don't love your brothers and sisters in Christ. There's something wrong with you in your Christian life, if you're even a Christian, if you don't love being around God's people. Something wrong with you. Jesus said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." Christians ought to love each other, shouldn't they? That ought to go without saying. Christians ought to enjoy each other and love one another and enjoy being with one another. They ought to have a good time when they're around other Christians. Love for each other is important, but I'm telling you also, we ought to have a love for the lost and dying world. We ought to have a love for the lost. The Bible says, "For God so loved," and so should we. He came in the world, the Bible says, to save sinners. We ought to be concerned about saving sinners. He came, the Bible says, Jesus said He came to seek and to save that which was lost. We ought to be concerned about seeking and saving that which was lost. If He was, we should be. Am I right? The Bible tells us that we're to be ambassadors for Christ. We're to be ambassadors for Christ. In other words, what I'm trying to get to you today and tell you is this. Not only should we love one another, sometimes that's comes, for some of us, it comes pretty easy. Some of you make it a little more difficult. But anyway, we ought to love each other. But we also ought to love sinners, shouldn't we? We ought to love sinners. Secondly, I want consideration. Consider. Notice what it says there. It says, and let us consider one another. In other words, we need to look at each other and consider one another. What can I do to help this person? What can I do to encourage this person? What can I do to somehow lighten this person's load? Consider one another. Secondly, I want you to notice the words provoke. Provoke unto love and good works. So we should be provoking and exhorting. Now, some of us do provoke, but it's usually in a bad way, don't we? I like to pick and poke and prod and aggravate people, but I'm good. I try to be good-natured about it. I like to pick on people. I admit that. If you don't have a sense of humor, you're probably not going to like being around me very much. But I enjoy. That's not the kind of poking and provoking I'm talking about. I'm talking about provoking in love and good works. I worked with a fella, and he told me that one place gave him they took an agitator out of a Maytag washer and painted it gold and gave it to him for a trophy. He got the agitator trophy. Well, we need to provoke in a positive way, don't we? Provoke in a positive way with good and pleasant words. Proverbs 12:25 says, heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. Some people just need to hear something good every once in a while. They just need an encouragement every once in a while. Need somebody to help them up a little bit. This world beats us down, doesn't it? All the problems of this world beats us down. People are sick. That beats them down. They have health problems. That beats them down. People have lost their loved ones. That beats them down. I'm just trying to tell you today, we need to provoke people with love and good works. Exhorting and encouraging. You know, there's a lot of people, we don't know what's going on in their mind or in their heart. They might be just on the brink of giving up. We need to remember that. Maybe somebody's backslidden or about to backslide. They need a word of encouragement, don't they? God is good to... When we get in a mess, I don't know if you've ever noticed this in your life. I can notice it in my life. That when things get a certain way, God will send somebody around to encourage me. Have you ever noticed that in your life? When things aren't going like you hoped they would, maybe you're a little discouraged or a little depressed, and God will just send somebody your way to encourage you. I want to be that person too, though, don't you? I want to be the person that gets sent to encourage people. Thoughtful consideration. Consider thoughtful consideration. In other words, don't just blow in and out of here without looking around and seeing what's going on with people and seeing what their needs are and seeing how they're feeling and consider one another. Consider one another. And that should lead us to the right way of exhorting and helping people. So, thirdly, I want you to notice not forsaking. Verse 25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. You know, a lot of times when people go through bad times, one of the first things they do is quit church. That's not the right answer. That doesn't work well. That's exactly probably what Well, I say probably. That's exactly what you shouldn't do. That's not the right answer. The right answer is not to quit church. Because we're in the middle of this pandemic mess, I read, according to Barna, 32% of church people have stopped attending church during this pandemic. Now listen, that's going to take a toll. That's going to take a toll on churches. It's going to take a toll on congregations. It's going to take a toll on the people that aren't able to go. It's going to take a toll. It's going to take a toll on the ministry. It's going to take a toll on missionaries. It's going to take a toll on a lot of things. And I understand why people aren't able to be here, and I'm not criticizing that in any way, but I'm just telling you this, when this is all over, we're going to have to go out and probably try to get some people back. Because I don't know if you've ever been out of church or not, it's hard to get going back sometimes. If you've ever been out of church, it's hard to get going. This old flesh is lazy, isn't it?
Yep.
This old flesh is lazy. People also, the Bible says not forsaking. People also get hurt in church often, and then they quit church. Well, that's not good either. You know, there's a funny little meme I've seen a couple times on Facebook. It's exactly right. It says, you might have got mad or had your feelings hurt at Walmart, but you still go to Walmart. Right? It's true. Sometimes people do get hurt in church. I understand that. And I've been hurt at church. I understand. I know that. But I think Satan knows just how to cause trouble in a church. And I think Satan knows just how to stir up strife in a church, doesn't he? Don't quit church. Don't quit church. Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. And, you know, I hate to admit this, and I don't want to lose nobody. And I mean it. When I was a young preacher, I thought that was the idea, is to make people mad and run them out the door. That worked real good, though. It was just me and Evelyn and the kids. I'd run everybody else off. No, I'm kidding. I'd run a lot of them off, I'm sure. That's not the idea of preaching, is it? That's not the idea of pastoring. But you know, sometimes things happen in churches and you may have to find another church. That does happen. But don't quit church altogether. Don't quit church. And let me warn you this, there's no such thing as a perfect church. Now you can go to another church, but I'm going to clue you in on something here. When you go to that church, they're made up of the same imperfect people that the last church was made up of. And there's a good chance you're going to get similar problems. Right? Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. We need to stay faithful, and I appreciate the faithfulness of the people here. And again, let me just say this. I understand that some people can't be here, and I am not being critical of them at all. I understand 100%, and if I felt the way they did about these things, I'd have to do the same thing. I understand that. We've got people that love to be here, but for health reasons and stuff, they can't be here, and I totally understand that. Hopefully this too shall pass. Amen. I'm praying it passes. I'm praying this will all get better. That's my prayer. Then notice what it says here, as the day, or and there's so much the more as you see the day approaching. We're living in a new day in this country, aren't we? I mean, I hate to bring up current events, but you can't go without noticing it. We're living in a different day. This is not the same country that you and I grew up in. Things are different. Things have changed. We're living in a day of atheism. We're living in a day of paganism. We're living in a day of adversity, even hatred to Christians. It's a different day. We're living in a day of lasciviousness or lawlessness. We're living in a day where they're letting criminals out of jail and putting restaurant owners and hairdressers in jail. That's the kind of day we're living in. We're living in a different day. We're living in a day is what the Old Testament prophet said when he said they're calling good evil and evil good. We're living in a day like that. So we need to be even more exhorting and more faithful and more helpful in a day like this. As you see the day, as you see the day approaching, there's a lot of people, and I've got to behave, because if I told you what I really felt, you might not like it. But I'm telling you, we're living in a day where there's a lot of people in this country that are bent on destroying this country. Amen. They're bent on it. And their platform is pro-homosexual. Their platform is pro-abortion.
Yeah.
And their platform is pro-socialism. Now, if I'm wrong, you come and correct me, but I looked at it this morning. I looked up their platform this morning, so I don't think I'm wrong.
Amen.
We're living in a different day, folks. We're living in a different day. As the day approaches, notice what he says, and so much the more as you see the day approaches. Christians need each other now more than ever. Christians need one another now more than ever. We need to stick together, don't we? We need to stick together. Our country needs stronger Christians. Our country needs stronger churches. Our nation needs a revival. Our nation needs prayer. And notice this, and I'm not just talking about current events, though they're enough to talk about, aren't they? There's a lot going on. I don't think I've ever seen such a mess. It's just everything. It's bad, it seems like sometimes. But God's good. Amen. God's good. We had to, because of this COVID thing, I haven't seen my grandkids since Thanksgiving, Christopher's kids. And Christopher's had the COVID. Sarah Grace has it now. And we went there yesterday and we had a mask on and stood outside the screen door and waved at them. And it's sad. And Evelyn, when we left, she said, you know, a little kid doesn't understand all this. Well, I've got news for you. I don't understand all this. But here we are. And it's the way it is, isn't it? I'm just trying to tell you, we're living in a difficult day. We need one another. We need one another. But we all have days, don't we? We all have days. We all have days of discouragement. We all have days of depression. We all have days of sickness. We all have days of bereavement. I've had several friends in this last couple weeks had to bury their parents. That's a hard thing. They need encouragement right now. They need somebody to help them right now. We need to be considerate of others. We need to look for opportunities to encourage others. I'm talking about the right use of encouragement. You say, well, I don't have no money. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about being an encouragement to somebody. That's our problem a lot of times. We think, well, I can't do anything. Yes, you can. You can do something. There's something all of us can do, isn't there? To help one another. To encourage one another. To be a blessing to one another. To be a blessing. Let me just give you a couple lessons here, and I'm done. But number one, I want to encourage you to stay faithful. Stay faithful. You know, one of the reasons that Tim and Anita have recorded these messages is so people that can't be here can see them online. I appreciate that. There's people that can't be here, but they can still hear the message. That's a blessing, isn't it? And they may not be faithful here in this building, but maybe they're faithful to hear preaching and hear the Word of God. I want to encourage you to stay faithful. I want to encourage you to encourage others. Encourage others. We all need encouragement from time to time, don't we? We need encouragement. Everybody gets a little depressed every once in a while. Some people get a lot depressed every once in a while. We need some encouragement. We need, and let me tell you something. If I found this out, and you'll find this out, and maybe you already know it, if you encourage others, it'll encourage you. If you encourage others, it'll encourage you. I want to tell you, number three, look to Christ for strength. Don't look to the world for strength because you won't find any there. Look to Jesus Christ for your strength. So number one, stay faithful. Number two, encourage others. Number three, look to Christ for your strength. Number four, tell Him how you feel. Tell Him how you feel. Now listen, I try to be a pastor and I want to hear, if you've got something you need to talk to me about, I'll listen to you. But I'm very limited as to what I can do. But if you'll talk to Jesus, He's very unlimited. He hears and He cares. Jesus Christ hears and He cares. We have a great Savior, don't we? We have a wonderful shepherd. A wonderful shepherd. And then, number five, I want to remind you to love one another. I've got a joy. I've got to tell you something, folks. I mean this, and I love pastoring here. It y'all just get along great. Tickles me to death. I love it. I hope it's always that way. I want to encourage you to keep loving one another. Keep loving one another. Now, I got to say this. Let me give you a little negative. Okay? Part of that means you have to put up with one another. Right? I'm just trying to tell you, ain't nobody perfect, folks. We all have our flaws and we all have our strengths, don't we? Every one of us. But we ought to love one another. We ought to love one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. I'm done this morning. I just want to exhort you today. Exhort you today.